This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jason, I said, it feels like we're talking about similar things with our club. There are good things, don't get me wrong, but defensively, in the lapses, how do you explain it? What's going on there? It's not as if they're not trying to fix this stuff, but it feels like those breaks are not going our way.
Yeah, defensively, I'm honestly not as worried about it right now because you conceded one goal, you had the fewest amount of chances, fewest amount of shot-creating actions, all the metrics you can look at, they were good defensively over the 90 minutes. You get punished on a play where good pressure, it's turned over, and they're able to get right down the middle. And even in that play, Steven Gregerson makes a good tackle on the initial shot. It just deflects right back to the striker, and Petra Musa is one of the best in the league. He puts it away. My issue in this game from the weekend is not about the defense, it's about the offense, where you had control of the game, where you had momentum in the first half after you get that first goal. They weren't able to get the second. And I told everybody who would listen at halftime, I'm like, you have to go get the second goal. The second goal is the key here. Dallas is a team that you can't let hang around. They've got very good individual players where, like this game played out, you can do all the right things from a play perspective. But when good players get one opportunity, they can punish you. They can ruin your day. You can do everything right. But one top player like a Petra Musa, like a Lucho Acosta, they can ruin your day even though you did most everything right for 90 minutes. And that's kind of the way this went.
Right.
You've got to get the attack going to where you're scoring when you have the momentum. It's not easy. That's the hardest thing to do in this game. I feel like, you know, I was having this conversation about a different situation, but, you know, we talk about this in the NFL, right? You got to have a quarterback. You don't have a quarterback, you're probably not going to win, no matter how good everything else goes.
Right.
In this team right now, I think you've got to score more goals. And you're getting the job done well enough defensively. You've got to score more goals. But most importantly, when you are in the momentum of the game, you've got to make it count. And they're not doing that consistently enough right now.
And again, I heard you on the radio, you know, we had corners, you know, and I think with the kind of athletes that we've added, you know, with our direct, you know, with our the DPs, we got guys that should be able to, you know, I mean, we've never been great at set pieces, but be better at that. And I heard Ronnie Dyla on the website from Atlanta United, ATLUTD.com, said, quote, we should kill this game. We have more clear-cut chances, and you talked about it. So is this just going to come or is with time, or is this simply more about the chemistry thing that you keep talking about?
Yeah, I think it's time. I mean, you have to let this group – We have to find out what they are. And to be honest, when you go back, like we talked about last week, you still haven't seen what we think is the best 11 for this team, at least what we thought walking in the door with the lineup. You haven't had a chance to see them on the field together. We haven't seen a midfield of Sleash and Click and Maranchuk all healthy at the same time, with Saba and Miggy on the wings, with Latte Lott up top, with Lennon and Amador as your fullbacks, and with Gregerson and Williams at center back. Now, you guys know how injuries affect a team during a season. You know, I think we would have hoped to have seen that by now. We won't see that every game. And I think you have seen some other players really step up and give you good depth performances. Tristan Muyamba was man of the match on Saturday. I thought he was brilliant in the midfield. Matt Edwards has been a guy that you can put him at right back, center back, left back, doesn't matter. He's getting the job done, and I feel like every time we see him, he's better and better and better on the field. I keep coming back to figuring out how to get the best out of the attack. And I think Miguel Almiron's positioning is going to be what it comes down to. And it's going to be fluid in a game. And don't get hung up on if he starts on the right, he has to stay on the right. Or if he starts on the left, he has to stay on the left. It's not that for me. I think it's where can you put him in situations where he's his most dangerous. And we saw him start in the middle because of Moranchuk's injury against Dallas. And when you try to use him as an Alexi Moranchuk kind of 10, it's not going to work. It's not his game. He's not a guy that you want to be a playmaker per se. You want him to be a game breaker. You want him to get out on the run. You want him to get into goal scoring positions. He'll get some assists, but you want him to break games, not create the play. Moranchuk, you want to create the play. So you have to adjust to that. You know, is Almiron best suited as the 10 in this team? I'm not sure. Can you get him on the left? And can you figure out, okay, if he's on the left, what do you have as the left back to get forward and stretch the field? You've had to move the pieces around so much due to little small
Jason?
As fast as would like. And that's the next step.
Okay, sorry, you cut out there right at the end. I just wanted to make sure we didn't lose you. It's Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United. I feel like we are not taking full advantage of our home field, and certainly with the games that we have at home. That's been part of my issue when I say, you know, we got to grab these opportunities. Our next opportunity is, of course, against New England coming up on Saturday. And then the following Sunday, guys, we're on the road, Philadelphia, and then at Orlando. Talk to me about this next match against New England.
Yeah, I think that I'm with you on terms of taking advantage of the home field.
Yes.
And that's the angst that I think everybody is feeling right now is we've seen what this team can be at their best. We've seen it in long enough stretches in games to where you expect more. And it's not quite there. This isn't a bad team, and they're not playing bad. The worst performance was probably the best win against NYC in that crazy 4-3 win that you didn't have a lot of control. It felt chaotic. You come back. You've got to find a way against New England, who has struggled this season, to start strong, get out ahead of them, and kill the game, like Ronnie Dyla talked about against Dallas. When you let teams hang around, and New England has a game-changing player in Carlos Hill. We've seen him over the years. You can't give him an opportunity on that left foot. You can't give him an opportunity to ruin your day. You've got to kill games off. And that's just the next step for this team. At home, you've got to find a way to do that here. And you're in this balancing act of you do have to peak at the end. You have to be playing your best in, you know, October, November, into the MLS Cup final. You've got to get there, but you've got to be playing your best at the end. But right now, you need to get some results. You need to get some wins. You need to get 3 points on the table. You need to climb the ladder a little bit while you're building your game. And they've got to find a way, I think, to find a little bit better balance of results while still playing the way that they want to play.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's how I feel. Good stuff, as always, Jason. Follow him. It is at Longshore on Twitter. And you can always stay up on everything that's going on with Atlanta United. By the way, when are you on again, your next show? Loving what you're doing with the Soccer Tonight.
Yeah, Atlanta Soccer Tonight is tonight after Hawks Basketball.
Okay.
Probably just after 10 o'clock. It'll be myself, it'll be Madison Cruz, and we'll be talking about everything from Atlanta United over the weekend. We got to see the academy teams, the twos, everything from the first team. We'll be talking about all that tonight, starting at 10.
All right, good stuff, Jason. Thanks so much. Have a good show tonight.
Appreciate it, y'all.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.